It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, November 22nd, 2010. I'm John Moe. You can think of technology as gadgets or computers or the internet, but Kevin Kelly says the most helpful and accurate way to see it is as a living force with a mind of its own. And like any living creature, technology has desires. Understanding those desires is the key to living in harmony. Kevin Kelly is the founding executive editor of Wired Magazine, former editor and publisher of the Whole Earth Catalog. He's one of the sages of the internet. His new book is What Technology Wants.
The very first cells that were made on Earth were general. They were kind of primitive cells. They did everything. As evolution went along, and 4 billion years later, that general cell has specialized into many different kinds of cells. We have skeletal cells, muscle cells, brain cells. That same kind of process happens in technology. The first thing invented is kind of general purpose, and then over time, we become more specialized. So you make a hammer that does everything, and then you have a specialized hammer for working on metal, one for on wood. We make a camera, then we make infrared camera, a panoramic camera, an underwater camera. And so forever, we see technologies increasing in diversity and specialization. And as we imagine where technology will be going in the future, we can extrapolate those same trends and say, oh, it's going to get more specialized. Technology is not going to get simpler. We know that.
So how do we control this thing we're creating?
Technology is the most powerful force on the planet right now. Is it powerful beyond us? No, I don't think it is, because one of the ways that we control it is by inventing new stuff. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing, but the solution to a technology out of control is more technology. The solution to a bad technology that has a lot of negative consequences is a better technology.
The challenge ahead of us, says Kelly, is not just mechanical, but psychological, too. He recalls watching a demonstration of a robot programmed to look for its own power source.
It's a very visceral feeling as you might do, as I did, which is stand between this robot looking for electricity and the plug. You can feel the fact that it really does want it. It's going to try and find it somehow or other. And I think what we're doing right now is every new technology in this past decade, and I would say in the next couple of decades, like robotics and genetics and social media, what it's really doing is forcing us to kind of define and redefine what humans are. And I think that's the reason why it feels uncomfortable sometimes.
Does it feel uncomfortable, too, because it feels like an expansion of who we are? I mean, if we've made these robots and they're acting like us, it's kind of like ourselves are being extended. It's kind of like gaining weight and extra consciousnesses at the same time.
I think optimistic people would see this as in the kind of Marshall McLuhan sense, the theorist from Toronto who argued that the wheel was an extension of the foot and the camera the extension of the eye. And, of course, now we would say, well, the Google exobrain is an extension of our brain. I think we can think of it that way, but also at the same time, what I'm trying to argue is that while it is an extension of us, at the same time, it's also the creation of something that is itself, that has its own reality, that there is an autonomous nature in this superorganism of all this technology connected together that exhibits its own behavior too.
My complete talk with Kevin Kelly is at marketplacetech.org. At that site, we're also asking how you plan to use technology to shop this holiday season. Get creative, we'll put you on the air. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Sound the nerd alarm, John.
I don't know how the nerd alarm
That's a
goes.
Sheep.
Okay.
There's a new iPhone game app that combines Star Wars and augmented reality.
Now, we know what Star Wars is. Augmented reality, in case our listeners don't know, is when you hold up something like your smartphone and you look through it as if it's a window, but then other things can appear as if they really were in that space.
Like Imperial TIE Fighters. So this game is called Falcon Gunner. You hold your phone up, you see your living room, the bus you're on, whatever's really there. But then Darth Vader's troops come swarming in, and you have to shoot them down.
Because you're sort of in your house, and you're sort of on the Millennium Falcon. You're Luke Skywalker, but you're in your own surroundings.
You sound pretty excited about this.
Because I was once a Star Wars nerd boy, and now I'm a Star Wars nerd man. And Lord Vader must be stopped, Larissa. We've got to blow up the Death Star.
Well, I'll trust you to do that, John.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.